Grazie.
Yes, please.
Shall I hold on?
I could call you back, Mr. President.
All right, get Edgar Hoover for me.
And I will.
If you get misunderstandings, cut in on me.
I will.
Edgar.
Yes, Mr. President.
Any other news on Mississippi?
No, there's no additional news on that. I sent over the two memorandums to Jenkins today, giving in substance what we had developed last night and the fact that our laboratory men found no evidence of any human bones or indication of human beings in that car when it was burned.
That sheriff's a pretty bad fellow down there, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and we have been going over him pretty thoroughly. There are several theories that have been advanced, and of course we're running out all leads. Some of them are cranks, but we are running out all of them. One is that this may have been done by these three fellows as in order to create an incident that would inflame the situation. The basis for that is that setting this car fire within sight of the highway, it was only a few feet off the highway, and burning it, leaving the license tags on the car, was not a thing a person would do who probably had committed a murder and had killed the three, but that the three fellows may have done it themselves. And there have been several reports, which we were running out down there, of two white men resembling these two fellows, two of these three fellows, who were seen at an airport trying to board a plane going west to the Los Angeles. That, of course, is one of these cases where people phone in and imagine that they've seen something, but we've got to run all of that out anyway. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, the thing that we lean strongly to is that these three may have gotten rather fresh in the...
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
When they went...
Thank you, sir. Edgar?